first thing I recommended that we start from page 15 to give you the report, where we start from page 15, 13. We just start from the oversight, that because that's the work we've done, and observe certain things in terms of the entities, in terms of our committee oversight work. And then we go to item number 14, the findings of the committee, after we've analyzed the department strategic plan, the annual report, the first quarter expenditure report, and the estimate, and all the state of the nation address, and all those other documents there, which also include the oversight, what has been our findings as a committee, and then we go to the recommendation of the committee in terms of the way forward on those issues which have observed according to that. That was the first thing which I was recommending. But the second part is that there are additional funds requests. But I'm saying those additional funds requests, the department didn't table it in the committee where we could interrogate the department. Why are you agreeing with SABC probably to need this X amount additional? So that we interact, then we understand, so that we express an opinion as a committee informed on those additional funding and so on. So that's the second issue I was starting to talk about. To say, but if members, they feel that we have to express our opinion, that we can, but I was saying we didn't interrogate the department to understand exactly why do you want to agree with this additional funding and so on. So those are the two issues.
I think let's adopt your first proposal, deal with it, finish it, and when we finish it, maybe that will have given members to think about your second proposal on fund, whether we shelve it until they presented and there's an interrogation or whether we adopt. But let's adopt this one, the first one. Let's deal with it. I agree with your proposal. Let's finish it and hear what members say when we come to the second.
Okay. Kile?
Thank you, Chairperson. I support what Honorable Kikana said partially, but I do believe that if we look at the page 15 and 16, there are some typographical issues, grammar issues, etc., that we need to address, but not seriously. But also, I wanted to ask, it feels to a certain extent that we are not expressing strong enough views on our concern with regard, for instance, on page 17, the committee noted an increase in number of public entities reporting under the department who are facing or confronting lack of financial sustainability and lack of corporate governance. I think we should be stronger on that. We should express a concern, a serious concern, as far as that is concerned. So what I'm just saying is I don't think we are capturing at this stage the concerns expressed by members of committee through long protracted sessions. I do believe that we will have to beef up. As far as the second issue is concerned, I concur with you that because we have not really deliberated on the matter, from just overview of the proposals made of what the SABC requires in terms of capital expenditure and operational expenditure, etc., and some of the other entities, I just wanted to put it on the table that I do believe that it would be very difficult to support some of the requests for operational expenditure, because, Chairperson, what we've seen is in many cases, if not misappropriation, at least abuse of public funds, and it would be difficult for my organisation in any case to just say yes, stamp more, support more money to go into what could be described as a bottomless pit in some of the cases before us. So capital expenditure on specific strategic issues, Yes, it was not engaged in through the committee, but if I look at what ICASA calls for, and I know what ICASA has come to present to us, it is not for the life of me that I can think that we can support any further operational expenditure to be supported from the committee side, although the capital expenditure, especially the monitoring equipment that they require, I think there is a case to be made for that. Now, I don't know how you wanted to deal with it. Maybe we should remain silent. On the other hand, we could make a general statement with regards to funding that we say to the minister that they must really interrogate the use of public funds and the management of funds so that we don't have these overruns on operational expenditure that we have to come back to every time. For specific projects we would like to support, especially if it is going to sustain and support the rollout of the digital migration process. So I was thinking maybe along those lines we could give support to some of those issues, but not a blanket approval. Then I'd rather opt for remaining silent on it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Killen. I thought you are helping us when you were saying on the pages there are certain things one to beef up and minus and so on. And let me hear them, then we'll come back to start and deal with the issues.
Thank you, the Chairman. I partially agree with Honourable Killian not to give a sort of blank check, but I think if we make a very strong recommendation to the Department of Communication that if we move in the DTT world, it's very, very important for our country to be successful. If there's a capital needed for that, I think we can carry on. But the department must be very strict not to allow, as Honourable Killian said, for operational things here and there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking on page 17. I do totally agree with what Honorable Glenn said. For instance, we are reporting on the SEC. We only concern about the SEC being old and the gender inequalities. But we don't say that we are concerned that they've regressed. It's an area of concern because matters are worse now. We say nothing about it. But only ICASA will say that. These are some of the things that we need to look at that. Also with regard to the last one, the one which we have just resolved recently on the ICASA one, consider the possibility. It's optional. Like we need to consider the possibility of this bad result. I think we need to be direct in terms of our recommendations because if we put it like that, then it's optional.
Yeah.
It's optional. I think recommendations, we need to be precise what we actually want. These are some of the things that I've just picked up for now. Then I'll come back and say.
I accept what member. You know, what was the difficult about this thing that whichever when you go to the last year report, all the recommendations are still relevant today, nothing happened. I think that's the worst thing about the report. All the recommendations of last year, none of the department is doing anything about it. Almost 80% of them. That's why when you look at the recommendation, you will see that in bracket I put S10, because it's the same, nothing has happened. That's why it's drastically so. But maybe let's do what Comrade Mkambi and Honorable Mkambi and Honorable Chilen were doing. Probably you can start from page 15 and see what are the issues we want to put in and the corrective, and then going back as we went in that manner. And what the Honorable Gagan has proposed, I agreed with them. On the page 15 on the oversight report, I'm sure there is nothing there. Except that is the background, that unless there is a grammatical error and so on.
and I take you to paragraph 12.1.1, intervention to support appropriate construction. Now, I'm not for 1 minute saying that I've read everything in detail, but I just thought, since we are moving from this page, if we could just look there, as part of its work, I think we should, it's the regulator, completed its local loop unbundling consultation process, or whatever, and is issuing, to achieve this, and will be issuing policy directives to achieve local loop unbundling, or whatever. But it just, that sentence just doesn't make sense quite, you know, if I may say so. Could we perhaps just rephrase that?
Yeah, I think what she's referring to, 12.1.1, intervention to support, it says as part of his work, the regulator, meaning the regulator, complete the local loop bundling and issuing policy directives to achieve. And then when you read this paragraph, the regulator should regulate on itself. It doesn't make any sense if you have to read and analyze that paragraph. What are we actually trying to say? If somebody can give us the interpretation of that sentence.
What it means there is that when the IPAP 2 was introduced, DOC make an undertaking on things which is going to contribute. So those are the cut and paste issues which I was talking about. DOC make an undertaking to say, as DOC to IPAP, this is what we're going to contribute. So in terms of their contribution, one was around the issue of the cost of phoning, the communication cost, as part of intervening in terms of support of the cost structure. What you also committed was the issue of the local loop that will be the cost structure and the other things. Whether it has happened or not is something else, but that's the commitment which they are saying will be our contribution there. Then on export and the import competing sector was the issue of manufacturing of set-top box as their input in terms of the IPAP. Creation of jobs and also the issue of industries and so on. So those are the issues which I was saying they committed themselves that they would do around this particular matter. Davin?
We invited people to come and present with regards to the internal migration, whereby an option was presented. Did we finally agree that we are not going to get more information on the both, on the two devices, which is the set-top box and the converter? Did you agree that we're going with the set-top box, or we're just reporting something here that the department, whatever, or is the departmental, whatever, we don't have a say on it?
It's their commitment on what they said they would do. But as a committee, you can still express our views as a committee. But this is what they say we do. But like you are saying that we have done certain work, which might be contrary to what they say. That's why we need to express ourselves as a committee.
Yeah. Well, now I understand the whole time. You know, that's my understanding, to say they said they're going to do what that. These are the issues that we need to enter our recommendation, because certain things have not yet happened. We need to put it by, like, an issue of 12.11, as you raised the issue of local advantage, the issue of the deadline that has not been met. I think we need to reflect it down in terms of an area of concern. We need to insert it in that.
You had issues which you wanted us to go to.
Are you now
Tam is working something for us to put down there on the issues you have raised.
On 12.1.1?
Yes.
that the department, in conjunction with the Department of Trade and Industry, because I do believe that the manufacturing sector development strategy is also driven through them.
I think it's economic development. I was trying to the Department of Economic Development and not DTI. Yeah, you have kept it, has been captured on 14 on top. If you have to go back on 12.1 on delivery agreement, there on top, it's clear which department is responsible.
Okay.
The first paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah, it was based on their recommendation. That's what has been said, to say they will do it together with the Department of Economic Development. But now we should be working on that since they released the policy framework 2010. We are now in 2011. We should maybe come with a recommendation that would not concern that legally progress has been done as far. Yeah, on delivery agreements.
Yeah,
on delivery agreements. Local loop is that you said we must not consent to say there was a policy matter. This has been a policy directive in 2007, only to find that the process now has been short-circuited. It's an area of concern now. And then this issue to say somebody must take accountability of sitting with a policy directive for more than 4 years and then we want to implement it on the last quarter of the delivery.
Okay. Get that.
And then I think said Honorable Lunda Rene must assist us on 12.1.2. Because, like she said, we didn't finalize then what we write there as a recommendation.
Okay, I'm Honorable Daben, you're working on that. Whilst you are doing that, can we go with 2:30 and see whether there's any grammatical issues you want to deal with?
Yes. On the third paragraph, 1 July 2011, so I think it's a spacing issue.
Yes. Okay.
Check.
Yes.
13.21. On our waiting, if this bullet was starting with capital letters, it means they also should start, the T should be a capital letter so that to ensure uniformity.
Agreed.
Same thing applies to 13.22, South African Post Office.
Okay. Madam Killen, do you have anything for 16? Nothing. If you go down to 16, page 16, there are the findings there of the committee. I think that's where we need to spend more time. Which one, center? Yes. Which bullet, Honorable Killen?
Sorry, Chair, I'm terribly sorry. The South African Broadcasting Corporation, I don't have Honorable Tambi, the vacant position. It's the second last bullet. I was just wondering if we shouldn't say strategic vacancies have not been filled.
Strategic
vacancies.
Vacancies
have not been filled.
It's not that the grammar that.
Strategic vacancies
have not been filled, but it's also, as chairperson, it's also relating to the strategic nature of some of those vacancies.
The top one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to ask on the FinTech, the last bullet.
Yes.
There are still communities who are providing for their own signal, not crossing.
Yeah, providing. Agreed. It's what you call your self-help. Yeah, the self-help one. Any other issue on 16?
There's no silence between ICASA, head office, and its regional. They shouldn't be big because they are referring to office. Yeah.
Agreed. Page 16, 13.2.4 under ICASA, the first bullet, we said the regional office, but the capital, the O for office is small, it's not big. So the Honorable Mtambi was just saying we must just put it capital letter O.
And then 13.24, the last bullet on ICASA.
Yes.
There's no prescribed timeline.
Timeline.
Not timeline.
Okay. Agreed.
Chairperson, the out is not necessary there.
Come again, to issue out licenses?
To issue licenses to potential licensees.
What must I check them?
Just the out. Just out for the out.
Oh, okay, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Chairperson, then just the content of 13.2.5, Universal Citizen Access Agency of South Africa. I do not think that this line gives effect to the issues that were raised in the deliberation. And
not for today.
It's oversight visit.
That's the oversight.
Yes, that's for oversight. What you are trying to say is that most of the areas where you go, most of the projects are not working. When you try to ask that they put a project, but there is no maintenance plan. If you make an example, if a center go to a school suburb, they will say, we are here to give you computers. We are going to maintain the computers for 3 years or 5 years. So what you suffer did, they just put the things, but there's no maintenance plan which is accompanying those things.
I wanted to add something. This is their mandate during our oversight visit. Are we happy that they have implemented their mandate due to the fact that though you have visited projects, in certain areas there are no such projects. So I think we should raise the concern of them meeting their mandate to come out of our oversight visit.
Construction?
Construction, I'll be thinking of that. I'll come back to you.
The finding. The finding for 14. Yes.
13.2.4.
You are saying ICASA is the regulator. What must I add, Honorable Prophet? ICASA does not.
ICASA does not come on the
top. Oh, okay. Does not prioritize adequately. Okay.
Chairperson,
yes?
So I can come in here. You remember yesterday, just to add a little bit, you remember that the post office asked us in future when we have interviews with possible candidates for ICASA, there must be more emphasis on postal services. You remember? I think that is to give more attention to the postal services question. Thank you.
Thank you. Murutua is saying, if you say ICASA does not prioritize postal services, it's sufficient in order to put access. That's the issue we're raising. No, the suggestion is that ICASA does not prioritize postal services. That ICASA is neglecting its postal services money. Okay. Are you okay, Honorable Muruto?
Oh, the original one. Okay. Did you catch that? Any other issue on page 16? I was just saying 14, the findings of the committee that we consider the strategic plan, the annual report, the first quarter report, which we had, and all those other documents. So I will express our review for our findings on that. We start there by saying the committee is gravely concerned that most of the issues that have been raised in the Auditor General report were raised by the committee during the department's annual report presented in October 2010 and in February 2011. February 2011 was a follow-up meeting which was around the 18th of February, if you still remember. Yes, the 18th of February, which was the follow-up, just that, as a follow-up, that's one issue which we are trying to make, that almost the issues are repeating. But members have already gone through, they are ready to doctor it. Page 17, Mtambi.
Yeah, on that one, it's gravely concerned that issues raised. I think this sentence is incomplete. Yeah?
Okay.
To say they remain unattended at the end. So when you read it, the committee is gravely concerned that among the issues that have been raised in the AG report were raised next, I think also the revelation were raised by the during the committee meeting or during the committee's consideration. I think we need to refine that raised to deal with the raised that have been raised in the AG report. Okay, sorry. The committee is gravely concerned that most of the issues that have been raised in the AG report, considered by the committee during the department's annual report presentation in October 2010 and February 2011, comma. And then the committee is concerned that there isn't much progress. Committee is concerned that there isn't much progress in redressing the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying considered by the committee, not reconsidered, during the department's annual report in October 2010 and 2011.
Uh-huh.
And the note, comma, and the note, note with regret that there isn't much progress made.
With regret that
there isn't much progress made in redressing the issues as raised by the issue.
There isn't much progress made in addressing.
Yeah, in addressing the weaknesses as raised, identified by the issue.
As identified by the AG.
Question? Where are you? I'm listening to my story.
I'm saying and not with regret that after February 2011 they say comma and not with regret that there is not much progress made in addressing the weaknesses as
identified by the
AG. Can I make a recommendation then? Just that second last paragraph.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if we could not perhaps move that one up immediately after the top one. Because it's the second last paragraph, say the committee noted an increase, noted with serious concern that there was an increase in the number of public entities reporting under the department who are facing or confronting lack of financial sustainability and lack of corporate governance. I think it belongs there, as Chairperson, because it almost flows naturally from the AG report. That, you know.
After the first paragraph, then the next one will be that the committee noted with serious concern an increasing number of public entities reporting under the department who are facing or confronting lack of financial sustainability and lack of corporate governance.
And then
Yes.
agree that the first one, number two, would be this one which we are correcting now. Then number three, what other issue then?
And then. So, and then she was saying she's going out, then she's going to. But now we must come with that item of the SABC that has regressed.
Okay.
Before we raise any other issue to say.
As number three.
As number three.
Okay.
To say the SABC financial the AG's report in relation to the SABC. Indicate a regression. I mean, after the entities, actually, we're dealing now with entities by entities. We are starting to mention entities. So, on top of this committee noted the gender concern, I think we must start with the regression.
What is your concern in the SIPC?
The committee is concerned with the regression in the SABC financial results.
Financial results?
It was not there, Velma. We are adding. We are adding it. It was not there. I covered. It's a critical issue. Before gender issues of entities not paying SABC, because that's an area of concern to say they've regressed. I wanted to come in on top of the government departments not paying SABC advertising fees. To come in on top of.
Number one is the issue of the Auditor General that was saying there's been no much progress. Number two is the issue of the
517. Now, I just want to
ask
you, are we on the recommendation of the committee? We are on the findings. From page 16, we have not yet gone to the recommendation. If we're in the ANC conference, we will not.
That's what I asked you, again.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Mthambi, what is the construction? The committee is concerned with the regression in the SABC financial results. That's where we ended. That's it.
End of the view.
That would be
that
number
the
three.
Situation needs to be turned around as a matter of business.
Which one would be the fourth one?
Then the disappointment with government departments.
Government department.
Yes, it is.
That can be the fourth one.
Yeah.
The fifth.
The gender inequalities also.
Mm-hmm.
Should spend as it is.
Six.
Are we done with this decision?
Yes.
We need to agree then.
Yes.
Then we move to ICAS.
Yes.
The committee expressed this disappointment on ICAS performance for the financial year 2011. Can't we just pick up some issues? Or will the second, there's no improvement on its financials because they've been in with a qualified opinion in the past financial year, even now there's no movement, some sort of. To leave it open like that, because this was not specific like what we've done today.
I'm waiting for the Zoom.
Can you understand when I
But the issue is that ICASA has got the same results, the qualification. It was qualified, it qualified again, it's more or less with more or less the same issues in terms of the qualification which they had before. That was going to be number six. Let's think about the qualification there in terms of how do we put. Can we deal with the next one of you, Sasa? The committee views.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Especially in their financial management capacity. You remember we spent most of the time around the issue of the CEO, also financial management capacity and corporate governance, similar to the other one that we just mentioned. I think that's the main issue. The board not doing oversight, councillors not doing oversight, and they are from time. That's
the way it's made as well. So you are saying the committee expresses dissatisfaction on the ICASA performance for the financial year 2010-2011, especially on financial management issues and oversight. Okay, the next one, that will be six, number seven, the one of Yusufa. It should be the committee's view. We're trying to address the issue of the framework of Yusufa. Remember when we were discussing today, there was that issue raised by Revlon, whether the current framework or the current setup of USASA is not a problem we need to attend. Exactly that you need to have probably that if you go to other countries then have an agent like USASA. The issue with that then USASA is by the regulator and some of the functions are with the department. But in our case, we've got a model which is establishing an agent to administer universal service funds. In other countries, the universal service funds are administered by the regulator because it's regulating, knows where are the gaps and so on. So it becomes the regulator who champions the utilization of the universal service funds and so on. But we're not expressing here where it must go, but it was just Reverend was just saying I will not have to look on the model of the current model which we are having. So yeah, the framework, not necessarily expressing opinion where must be going on. Due to the lack of leadership at us.
Yeah, the issue here is like we indicated, the minister must consider the possibility to expand so open
at the recommendation, we recommend that the minister.
No.
Come on.
The new thing that I think what we need to say, let us say so that your honorable gentleman. We are noting the inherent lack of leadership. Because if you are, don't put that, if you look starting from 07, 08 financial year, the AG has been raising issues of leadership up to date. So, letting the inherent lack of leadership in the institution, that has led to the agency not meeting its mandate.
Not meeting its mandate. And the comment? Yes, we should replace the current one.
Yes.
that the framework concept of USASA has been revisited.
Just you finish there that it must be revisited and leave it there. It cover what the Honorable Van der Berg is talking about. Let's go to the recommendation then. We have recommend which one? Get that, just take that one down to the recommendation. Any other thing, members? The other recommendation we add there, we have just taken it from the previous report. That's why we put in brackets that they are 2010, 2009, 2010. They are the same. Nothing much has happened on those. If you want the feeling of vacant post till today, still you don't have all the CCGs appointed. Still the same. So it's not a new thing that is happening now, it has been there last year. The issue of spending on cooperating, operating is still the same.
On that one, we need to change our tone now. We must talk about next year. Because the PCM is very clear under expenditure. The financial is conduct. Because like you're saying, it has been made in the past financial year. I think now we need to talk about the action. Because people negotiate with people to spend, because that's what they are supposed to be doing.
If you want us to be explicit, we can. I thought that any person who reads this report would expect 29-2010, that on its own, it should be saying a lot in the department.
Now, we want a firm-up position.
You have a firm-up? Just saying it's prudent enough in a department if you put a recommendation which says the last one and nothing has happened. No one might want that to be read for many people because it means that they we have to firm up. Members, maybe what we must do is that if we agree with the one of the ceiling of the Ken Post that senior management is still not there. You see, we didn't want to go into details, but still that's the issue. As you know, that three CCGs position are still active. It was, even that time, still the same thing now. There are only three of them also were appointed. The issue of spending on core is in the first quarter report, respect their ex-17 something percent instead of 25. So they're still not spending on the core. That's why they were explaining that their internal processes are a problem. Must consider the creation of specialized division adequate staff with personnel requisite skill to manage relationships with public entities. What we have been saying, what is the role of DOC to guide the entity, the shareholder department, and so on. So it's still there. So nothing much has happened. Must take urgent steps to institute proper financial control over the department expenditure and to minimize the risk relating to irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. We have received the report today from a letter from the DC, which is saying they can only come back to us mid-November to tell us, to give us a program in terms of how are they going to implement the 80s recommendation. So it's still there. Yes, mid-November. So I'm just saying it's still there. I'm just trying to highlight the difficulty of the report that we are not moving. The report on how it proposes to resolve the issues of irregular staff appointments is still there. The last time we asked them about the staff, they were saying there, but it's still there. Those people who are appointed irregular, they're not been finalized till today and so on. The other one, report on measures instituted by it in respect of the public entities that have flouted good corporate governance rules. As per, you You see, now there are more. Last time it was Centec and SABC. Now it's SABC, UFASA, ICASA. You see, so still there. So the issue is not in dealt with. But I'm saying, members, you see, my CD can be some of those issues is that it might also be reflecting to us that we are not focusing and push things and so on. Because it's the same, you can just take the same recommendation. Most of the things have not happened.
Like the money that the departments are owing in the letter.
Committee recommends that the department must urgently feel they can post suitably qualified and committed personnel, particularly at senior management level, and then as per 2009-10 annual report recommendation. Must prudently increase the level of spending on core operational programs, must consider the creation of a specialized division adequately staffed with personnel with requisite skills to manage its relationships with public entities. Must take urgent steps to institute proper financial controls over departmental expenditure and to minimize the risk relating to irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. Report on how it proposes to resolve the issue of irregular staff appointments and report on measures instituted by it in respect of public entities that have flouted good corporate governance. The committee recommends that the minister must disband or dissolve the current board of USASA. The committee recommends that the framework concept of USASA must be revisited. Let's go back to 12, probably that's where the issues were raised. I hope members were okay with the recommendation and the findings. We can go to the number 12 on page 15. 12.1.1, the intervention to support appropriate court structure. There was a proposed reconstruction of that sentence there, Tendi. Currently, the tenant, as part of its work, the regulator completed its local group unbundling process and will be issuing a policy directive to achieve this.
Yes. I think the correction, given that we said this, the things that are coming from the report, the DOC report, intervention, the as part of it, for now we said the regulator.
Yes.
Complete.
Yes.
The local admission, then we know issues.
Yes.
So that is our baseline information.
Yes.
We're just changing regulatory to say regulation change.
Yes.
Then the consequences continue. But
yes.
There are things that we have noted. And that we want to recommend.
Okay.
With regard to the above. Isn't that this is the status quo as what the regulator was supposed to have done?
Yes.
I wanted Chesley to get me straight to say only the regulator and then the sentence continue as it is.
You only remove the Y after the R and leave the sentence.
The regulator is changed.
Yeah.
And then we have noted the lapse of time.
Time. Yeah.
I don't know which time I'm going to now. Between the gazette of the local loop and bundling,
right?
And the implementation by CASA.
The gazette of the local loop and bundling and the implementation.
By ICASA.
Mm. Yes.
Also, I think that's the note you made. Can I go to recommendations?
Yes.
The committee recommends due to the lapse of time.
The committee recommends that
due to the lapse of time.
Okay.
The minister. So the department, the minister, this is the minister of the department.
Yes.
Review.
Yes.
The promulgation or review
the department. The review the policy directive.
The policy directive. And come out with clear time frames and timeline is that for you. For the minister. The ministry. It's ministry, not department. Ministry.
The committee has noted the lapse of time between the gazetting of the local loop and the implementation by ICASA. The committee recommends that due to the lapse of time, the ministry reviews the policy directive and come out with clear timelines and time frames.
Secondly, number two on that the regulatory impact assessment be conducted before the regulator embarks, before ICASA embarks on the process. Regulatory impact assessment. Prior to CASA.
Are you okay, Honorable Trofen? Because you requested us to read the sentence again. So the committee recommends that due to the lack of time, the ministry review policy directives and come up with the clear timelines and time frames. timelines and time frames. With a clear time frame for timeline. Okay. The regulatory impact assessment will be conducted before ICASA embarks on the process. What will be that?
That the agency is decimally,
yes,
failing to meet these mandates as prescribed by legislation. We are failing to meet the statutory obligations.
Any other issue, members? Are you okay? Can you read us all the new instructions, the changes?
Before we go down, what are we doing about the 11.7?
What will 11.7?
Because we have never received the annual report.
Because we don't call them.
So they wait for us to.
They must be invited by the committee. So because of their nature, because I think the problem is that the department is trying to take them, but in reality they are a Section 21 company.
But the funding part is that the department is currently funding.
Yes.
And that's where we are concerned as Parliament to exercise our oversight. What are we saying moving forward? Because we need to say something.
Okay. Do you propose that we call them? Velma?
The member had asked that the money is 1.5 million with the money. I would like to see breakdown of the account to where the money is going to go.
So, okay, can we call them? It's just that we have developed a culture of not calling them. The nature of their size and so on, there's nothing called.
Does it end only on calling chair? Whom are they accounting to? Because there's that 1.2 million that goes to them. And then do you see any of their reports where they are accounting with regard to that 1.2 allocation? I wouldn't have a problem. Because if the DOD is also not accounting for that money. I haven't seen any of DOC reports. Only showing fees on the allocation that money has been allocated to the virtual domain, but we don't see that on the account.
Okay. What are you recommending, member? Mutambe?
Recommend that they appear before the committee.
Because I'm just reading there that the DOC is actively involved in the ZAD domain and will continue its participation until the authority is fully operational and sustainable. I think the issue is what they are raising, that we must call them like any other entity to come to appear before the committee. Then we'll be able to start to follow them through moving forward and so on. I think it's a culture which we have developed in the committee of it's only recently that we have even called names so many times and so on. Most of the time we just didn't call them and deal with the big one and the other one we just put the opinion as in the report and so on.
Yes, agree to the check. And also to say, can DOC give us a accountability report for the pricing since they've been funding. I think I want us to call in the recommendation.
Okay.
So also DOC must also give us the report on the operation of this in the meantime, prior to them appearing. Then we agree moving forward to the
agree.
Yes.
Now I'm trying to say it's our own create as a committee that they were just decided not to because of the size. But
I apologize. I quickly had to go out to address an important matter, but I was just having a look again at the rest of the report. I know we focused largely on Freight 50. 15 onwards. I was just wondering if the pages preceding 15, if we've actually, in all respects, captured our deliberations with specific entities. And I was wondering if in our recommendations, if the fact that we raise corporate governance issues enough when we actually identify serious weaknesses in appointment processes in South, you know, in Lusaka as well as in the event. And also, if we again think about CENTEC, there was a marginal improvement in CENTEC. And I was just wondering if it was not important just to capture it somewhere, you know, in the presentation side before we come to the recommendations, or did we want to make comments at the end about that. The reason being that we have to differentiate between those institutions that are succeeding with the turnaround and those that are actually deteriorating. And that is just that I felt that have we adequately captured that if we go through all of this? You know, we had long, long, long sessions, and we really engaged and deliberated on the details of many issues. So that is my question, and I actually, unfortunately, I missed some of the capturing of the recommendations, and I wanted to ask Honourable Faith Mutambi if she will tell us if we've adequately captured it.
I think Member Kine, if us, you want us to do that, we can do that, except that where we didn't highlight any challenges and recent problems on our findings and our recommendations are those institutions which are doing very well. But if you want us to specifically focus on that and express ourselves, the section which you can use there on the report before the recommendation, before findings and recommendation, you can put a section which you call the conclusion, where on that conclusion you also express a view in terms of which areas we should think there's an improvement or which areas we should be deteriorated and so on. But the problem why I didn't put it is that the way they structure the reports become a tautology. It's like you end up like repeating one and the same thing. But there is a provision between findings and recommendations, a conclusion, which in that conclusion we can be able to say, to express our disappointment overall in terms of the department if we want to do that. And also appreciate the improvement in terms of CENTEC, because I think CENTEC has done very well to move where it was and where it is now. But also it's where we can also express our disappointment in terms of the increase in terms of the number of institutes of public entities who find themselves in the red. Like now you've got your USASA, SAGC, ICASA, who are seem to be last year, the crisis was SADC and CENTEC in the main. That was the area of focus. But now you've got CASA joined, USAPA joined. CENTEC is no longer there. CENTEC is in a clear and so on. So if members want us to do that, we can put that conclusion session there. That's where we can put it. But I didn't put it because I just, that's a tautology, like you are repeating one of the same thing too many times. But if members feel strong about that, we can do that.
Just one other issue. Have we actually captured our concerns with regards to the repeating issue of lack of capacity in the department? Because last year it was an issue, and this year again it was a serious issue. And I just wanted to make sure that it is the essence of that concern, because that also relates to its capacity to oversee agencies and entities which reside under the department.
Maybe if I can allow Tembi to take us through in terms of the findings which we have returned, and then and also our recommendation, and then see whether it's not adequate. But I hear Honourable Van der Berg saying now we've got flesh, good bones when we then go through it again. I wanted yes, sir. You are confusing me.
I'm not confusing you, sir. I'm saying, before Honorable President came, you remember I raised the issue that the DOC is even failing to guide its own entities. Now, remember, then there's a circle there that you referred me to. I'm saying the issue of capacity is not captured, but it can keep dwelling there, sir.
I remember the issue which you are saying, because what we said, we talk about the emphasis of repeating one and the same issue. But we raised the issue that how can DOC look after the entities, because it's got its own problem and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue we're trying to drive was that they've got the statutory obligation to. The fact that they've got their own weaknesses does not absolve them from their statutory obligation to look after the public entities. So the issue which just needs to happen is that he was here to pick up its act in terms of, because if you look at the recommendation, it will be difficult for DOC to do what it's supposed to do with this high level of vacancy at the top level, because it means there's no certainty in terms of leadership within the DOC itself. So that's what makes it difficult to them to deal with particular matters. But what I can do, members, is that sometimes people, they want to see what is written. I can just request that they print the three pages which was dealt with, so that they came back with, but meanwhile, probably we deal with the issue of CIS, because CIS was more easier than the DOC. Just they print the pages which were dealt with, so that they were able to look into it. Sometimes it sounds better if you are looking into it. I'm not sure whether it was a copy for CIS. We'll come back to the communication. I don't have them yet. That was the last one we're blessing with to finalize. Members, when it comes to GCIS, what we actually did, we focus on, we call the committee observation or findings. Either you say observation, you say finding, and then you've got the recommendation. We focus on those two areas which I wanted us to go through them and see what areas we want to beef up so that we do that, and then if we agree, and then we go back then and deal with the statutory issues which you just cut and paste on the issue of the report. It's quite a very difficult thing to do, just wasting time cutting and pasting exactly what is in other documents than compiling the report. But the issues is from page 12 and page 13, if that's the observation or what you call findings and the recommendation. Come again? 12 and 13. Can someone go and see the document? This is too short what we are dealing with here. We need those things quick. 12 and 13. Which is 8 and 9, the observation and recommendation on GCIS. So that one was a simple one, myself that it didn't have enough time to format the other areas. On the observation, we said the committee supported CCIS on its achievement of the committee commended CCIS on its achievement of maintaining clean audit by adhering to procedures and policies. Furthermore, observed and it has been evident during the committee oversight that there is a need for more funding for MDDA. And our observation for GCIS are the failure of some departments to comply with the cabinet resolution of centralizing of the ad spend, the failure of some national departments to advertise through community media as defined by the MDDA Act, the challenge of inadequate funding to carry out grassroots print media projects, the anti-competitive behavior of major players in the print media, of major players in the distributing and printing value chain, not print media value, in the distributing and printing value chain. There is no structured way between GCIS, there is no structured way between DOC and MDDA in relation to funding intended for community radio program. DOC, not GCIS. DOC and MDDA is the matter we're dealing with yesterday, that the budget for community radio programs or development goes to DOC, just to go to DOC, then later DOC transfer it to MDDA. But the elaboration was that they normally sign what you call MOU, which the MOU has become a sentimental issue to DOC. It depends on the DG at a particular time. It's not something which is happening, as we were indicating yesterday, that the DOC is signing as we speak now for this time. So that's the issue which we're trying to catch, that there is no structure between, the wording might not, but between DOC and MDDA in terms of dealing with those particular of the community radio project. Yes, I'm on observation. I'm just trying to delete the last one because it was the issue whether it's MDDA or GCIS. On the recommendations, you raise issues on the observation when we come back for discussion. GCIS should come and explain. You remember that part when we're dealing with GCIS is that they didn't table their program of action with timelines, how are they going to deal with the AG's report. That's what we are trying to express on the first bullet. It does not sound like that, but that's what we're trying to do. The second bullet is that the committee will recommend that the current funding model for MDDA should be reviewed and possibly increased fund allocated to MDDA should be reviewed and then full stop. There is no possible fund to continue. They have to be reviewed full stop. The committee recommends that all government departments must commit certain percentage of their expense towards supporting the sustainability, towards supporting the community media as defined by the MDDA Act, remove the sustainability of community media. It should be the committee recommends that all government departments must commit certain percentage of their expense towards is the money spent on advent. Expand. Expand. Or that's what we ask them. money to you through advertising.
Spending on advertising.
Okay. Okay. And then the committee recommends the review of MDDA funding. Come. It's already there. My apology. Yes. Or is the same? My apology. Delete that one. The committee recommends that the Competition Commission should prioritize the investigation in the possible anti-competitive behavior in the print and distributing value chain. It won't sound as it's there now because I'm correcting it as I'm reading. That we recommend that the Competition Commission, during the public hearings, they indicated that they have not prioritized print media and so on. So what we are recommending is that if they can prioritize the investigation in the printing and distribution value chain, in the print media, because that's where the anti-competitive behavior has been pointed. The last one is that we recommend, this might be the repetition, or we recommend that a new alternative must be found. Yeah?
The funding model. Delete that one. If you talk, the funding model addresses everything as well in that. Unless if you are operationalizing it.
Why are you coming to me heavy, but when I repeat, but you repeat many times? But the issue which is lacking there is that we wanted to recommend that the transfer for community radio projects should go to GCIF, to MDDA via GCIF, not to MDDA via DOE, as currently happening. I think that's the matter which we have to capture as a recommendation. The last issue is that the budget for community broadcasting project should. What is that?
I thought you were referencing paragraph 1, recommendation 1 of the budget. That was because the way we are telling the original knowledge was a white woman telling the president.
Can I try the same question?
You can try.
Okay. The committee recommends, and I'm just proposing to you, but just for, I don't know if we can capture it in the heading there or whatever, but that we perhaps just start every one of the bullets with a that, and that the following. Otherwise, in some cases we have repeated the committee recommends, and in other cases we haven't. So maybe just the, you know, just yeah. Then we say that the GCIS should present an implementation plan with clear timelines with regard to the recommendation or to the AG recommendation. Right? That the GCIS should present an implementation plan with clear timelines with regard to the Auditor General's recommendation.
Filing and the recommendation.
Okay. Agree. The second one, I'm moving at the committee on the
Can we find out first what was the rationale of the budget committee?
Okay. Historically, MDDA was established after DOC was already existing. So at the beginning, this project, as you can see now, that when you do oversight, you find that it's a duplication. You remember when we were in one studio, you had equipment which were from DOC in the studio, and the next door they were coming from MDDA. Because it has been the competing in terms of who's providing the actual service and so on. But the historical around that is that it was DOC first, then MDDA was conceptualized later, which then had also the issue of dealing with the community development. But there's never been the harnessing of the two. It continued to continue DOC, but with the understanding that they transfer it with MDDA. With what other arrangement which they are having for engaging between the two. But as we have heard the report that the memorandum of understanding has not been well working because it was more of depending on the DG in a particular time to enter to that. So we thought that to deal with the matter that if you check the budget to decide because it must be appropriated by instead of going to DOC, then later go to MDDA, then go to CGIS to MDDA.
So that means that it's a letter to aluminum and sulfur. Because I've seen in DOC annual incorporated, like there's a mandate of community with the annual incorporated.
Yeah, because what also it does, it allows you also to deal with policy, not implementation. It's focusing on the policy around the aspect, but someone else is implementing. Not to have both being with you and so on. But you are correct that the consequence of that it will mean that the function also might have to relocate. But the policy development function of the broadcasting as such will remain with the DOC, but only the part of implementing which we might have to shift if we find it either or they agree with our recommendation.
The committee commended CIS on its achievements of maintaining clean audits by adhering to the procedures and policies. It has become evident during the committee oversight that there is a need for more funding for MDDA. The committee furthermore observed 1. The failure of some national departments to comply with cabinet resolution of centralizing of expense. The failure of some national government departments to advertise through community media as defined by the MDDA Act No. 14 of 2000, the challenge of inadequate funding to carry out grassroots print media projects, the anti-competitive behavior of major players in the distributing and printing media value chain. There is no structured way between the Department of Communications and MDDA in relation to funding intended for community radio projects. The committee recommends that the GCIS should present an implementation plan with clear timelines with regard to the auditor general findings and recommendations. The current funding model of MDDA should be reviewed. All government departments must commit certain percentage of their expense towards supporting the community media as defined by the MDDA Act. The Competition Commission should prioritize the investigation in the possible anti-competitive behavior in the distribution and print media value chain, and the budget for community broadcasting projects should go to MDDA via GCIS, not via the Department of Communications.
addition members or on the GIS one, so that we can just finish it and then go back to the dual. Mm. Is it okay? Honorable Chile?
Yes, but this is consensus via exhaustion.
Are you speaking Greek or Italian?
No, what I'm saying is, after these very long meetings, we're probably just not so sharp anymore. So I'm saying we are reaching a consensus through exhaustion.
Okay, I think that's what we must do when we delete SFEC board members. We agree, honorable members, with the ECIS findings and recommendations. Agree. Okay. Can we go to the DOC? Just take us through from where we make the changes until to an end. You have the document, just if you can just go through. That's for the three pages, that on the last three pages, what we have done on the DOC.
Or you say
you agree with it.
Let me speak for myself.
Okay.
Members have this document. They must go through the three pages. If there's something that I feel that is being left out or must be deleted, I must write my essay on page 11114.
Oh. You don't want the audio. You don't want the audio sound. It's fine. Okay, you can do that, remember. Okay. Number 15. We put that number 15 open because one issue which we didn't finalize was that Honorable Killen was talking about expressing the improvement of public entities like Centec, where last time we were having a corporate governance challenge. It should come at 15. But original, I didn't put that section. That's the issue. If members they want it, we can put it. But if members they feel that it's okay not to have it, we are not going to put it. Normally it's at the wrong place, but in terms of the structuring of the report, it's in the correct place. I've argued so also.
Okay.
Under normal circumstances, the conclusion is at the end, but I've been asking myself that I don't understand why. The way the template is, you see this legal thing of following a template, that's how it is. The conclusion comes before recommendation. Because what is important here is what the committee recommends than anything else. That's why they are doing it that manner, but it does not make sense to me also, Member Rocher. But can we ask, do we have to put that conclusion or just take it out? Because I think we seem to be in between. Honorable? 7? We must put it in. Okay. Any other issue which come after your reading? Because you said you didn't want the audio.
I said you bring that to the
what has suggested, then no, so no. That members can read and raise their hands if there are issues which they don't understand or they want to add and so on. Kilian?
Done, but the other recommendation you are dealing with are
seems to be correct, was make the flow of the information.
Just for the record, I want to say that I was here when we discussed that. Corrections were made, but still I had, and I believe I have a right to say that it still doesn't make sense. I was part of that discussion. We moved through it, and I really don't feel it is appropriate that...
What is your recommendation?
No, my recommendation is the following. As part of its work, the regulator should complete the local loop unbundling process, and the minister should issue the policy directive to achieve local loop unbundling, or to achieve this. Fine.
2.2.
Yes.
However, the management was making it. Second budget.
Yes.
The security of the post office on special days puts in heaven. However, management was making it.
But this issue at the bottom of page 16 again, I just wanted to say President Ali, chairperson, so President Yes, that ICASA does not, what is it? We agreed on some phraseology there, Chair. Okay, Honourable Tamil, please listen. Can I just say at the bottom of 16, we can say there are no prescribed timelines to issue licenses, to potential licenses.
Was that the
You've captured it so well. I'm sure you can just ask the secretary to insert it, and I would like to suggest that we insert it as maybe paragraph 3 under findings of the committee, because then we don't need the paragraph on conclusions, because we already have actually the findings of the committee. And so my recommendation would be where we start with the committee analyzer, the partner so and so. Paragraph 2 is retained under findings of the committee, and then we insert a paragraph there, just between paragraph 2 and the current paragraph 3, containing the content as you have described it.
The committee expressed its disappointment that there has been no work done by the department on recommendations made in 2010. However, the committee notes sentence improvement from previous years. Regrettable, some of the public entities have regressed, such as CASA and USAF.
Thank you.
the capacity. And now, should we introduce that there, where we're saying there's not been, due to capacity problems, there's not been implementation on our recommendations of last year?
No, in power. You can look at the capacity.
What?
What? Capacity. Willpower. What is implemented? Willpower. Because capacity now is subject.
I'm saying that the
tired of, we are tired of these things, just come and make recommendations, and then, like, people are just really getting away with measuring all the time.
I wonder if I can assist Honourable Stumpy and say bullet one, that there where we say that the committee recommends that the department must urgently fill vacant posts with suitably qualified and competent personnel, particularly senior management level, so and so. Also, that under or non-performing managers be duly sanctioned in terms of the PFMA.
The committee recommends that the department must urgently fill vacant posts with suitable qualified and committed personnel, particularly at senior level, also that underperforming managers of the duly sanctioned in terms of the PFMA. To bring it to the members' attention that if you note the last part of the printed report of the last two sentences, they say the committee recommends that, So what I have done, I've just reworded that to say that the committee further recommends that the minister must disband, dissolve the current board of SISASA and the framework concept of SISASA must be revisited. You'll notice that the first recommendation refers specifically to the department. So that is why there are further recommendations just below that. But the document I've been going through with you, and it's you who put those things there. So I'm saying that's what I'm raising, because my story has been raising this matter, and say we are seeming to
But the No, I'm saying, can you check us through in terms of understanding, because I want to understand what the issue which wanted to raise.
No, the concern, like she said, these other issues, other issues, we noted them. It's just a question of moving from cutting and paste to noting and recommendations.
The issue which I wanted to say, ma'am, there's nothing wrong with that. But the issue is that what we need to separate the issues.
Yeah.
This is not the committee who makes the undertaking, the IFAB, that we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So we are noting under that aspect where the department has made an undertaking that will achieve this. That's why we're noting and recommending there.
Mm-hmm.
But ours is the other one on the other side. So that's why we left it there, so that it's in the other. Members, I know that has been the tough one. We still have to go. Okay? We still have to go and format the other part, some of us, so that we've got the complete document. Honorable Ruto. I hope next time there will be no Geneva trip trying to rush things so that people, they are free to leave. No, members. I understand that we are stretching ourselves too much. But the other committees, they'll have an opportunity next week probably to do what we're doing. But we are not in a position to, because of some of the members might not be around. So I understand this, but you see, if we had time, people should have raised whatever they raised, then we attend the meeting, go and work, not to push ourselves to continue and try to finish and so on. So that's my apology, because we don't have the week of next week. Others would be lucky, they'll have that week to relax over the weekend and take up issues for next weekend and then proceed. But I think Honorable Rutua is correct that next time we will work it better because it needs more time and space so that people reflect and come back also to engage with the issues. But from my side, I'm told that I must get the adoption. I thought members, they said they've adopted the report. Is anything from your side, Temko? Anything you need from us? Can I move the adoption for the DOC report, BRR report for 2010-2011? David?
We said we're not going to make any comments on the budget. Okay, so we are adopting with that.
If we make a comment, it means we have to comment in terms of what exactly we're supporting. But what we have done now, we have put what has been put to us as is without ourselves expressing an opinion as a committee that we want this to be approved or this not to be approved. What it means that the process will be the one between the department and the National Treasurer. Their process of finalizing their budget, how they deal with that particular process. But if we say the committee, for argument's sake, we recommend that SAPC must be given money to open the 24-hour channel and so on, it should be the matter which we are able to come.
Fine with the figures that are here that were brought to us without any motivation also given the status quo of the progress report, the way they've been implementing their budget. So what is the consequence of not of us not expressing our opinion?
I've asked original whether we want to express it or not. Members said no. Okay, but my answer, I remember that members said no because the OCD didn't motivate those things before us. They didn't have it. We've only received it late and so on. But we can if we want to, we can, something, what are you saying on the matter?
Like we are finding a blank check.
I'm not talking about check. What is your input on the matter? Because originally the input was no. Now you seem to have changed your mind. What is it?
No, we didn't say no. We said we'll deal with it later.
Seven?
I just want to talk about what you said. You actually, that's what the problem is. You want to deal with it now. If it's yes, you have to deal with it. It's wasteful. Because if you start an argument that says, who said everybody that you are going to be here for the rest of the season? We have to
really
get as well as
what can come
out. If they say no, it's no.
Tammy?
Yes, sir. I think when you reported, you said GOC have indicated that they will only be able to give us the breakdown and the contribution by November.
That is for their problem of helping to address the eight issues from an engine and finding out. Kida?
I somehow concur with Honorable Mutambi. We need to actually know, are we going to now therefore abdicate our oversight over whether they have motivated adequately for additional funding? And so all I'm suggesting is just that we must then say, due to the fact that the department did not present these figures and motivated before the committee, we are unable to commit ourselves. However, we express a concern that the proposed funding is not directed towards capital expenditure on digital migration or something to that extent. The concern that I had and that I expressed at the beginning, Chairperson, is that we must not have a situation where operational expenditure is regarded as we can spend and go on, and then towards the end of the year we will just get some more funding through the adjustment appropriations bill, and because that will set the wrong precedent. In some instances I have actually motivated, for instance I said in ICASA where they need equipment to monitor and to exercise their oversight, yes. But personally, I have identified a concern yesterday with regards to the additional funding that the SABC is asking. They have not placed a case, they have not motivated the case before Treasury. Treasury was before us with a turnaround strategy. So it would be very difficult for us to actually just let go and say to the Minister, you and Treasury deal with SABC, whereas we have not expressed an opinion on that. So I just feel somehow we must either take it out of our report and not even mention the amount so that we cannot be seen as supporting what was asked. Alternatively, if we insert it, we should express an opinion broadly over the additional funding request.
Thanks, Honourable Kieran. We are proposing two things. One is that we remove the figures from the report as one part. But we need to indicate that we are unable to express our opinions or our views because we have not received motivation around that. The second one, which we are proposing, is that the broader view says we can be in support to requests which are aiming at a particular project, like you're talking about digital migration, because it's a must. Harder to buy their equipment and so on because it's a must. But the issue I was saying, members, is that whether we do that or not, it does not anyway stop the normal process between departments to approach Treasurer to engage and ask additional funds in anything.
So that's what the point I'm trying to drive. The only thing, the only difference is that when we express our opinion, what it means is that if National Treasurer does not agree, they must call us as a committee to come and motivate why we want money. So I'm trying to say, that's why originally when you said no, when I was saying no, was that it will seem as a committee are not in a position to put our neck on the block to say we can say we motivate for. Because what it means is that we might be called to come and motivate, because the other thing is that there's the issue that the departments now are using committees to get money, because once the committee expresses a support, it means no, the department will say no, but it's a committee report, it's not us. So the committee now becomes the champion of getting that particular money. And something.
That's our time to reach it. I will give you a typical example. Look at page 11 on SAP.
Yes?
You see, these are the figures that they are reporting. And then we have considered their report. We know what the challenges are in the SAP. Can you say this thing that I understand very much? Your level of political responsibility is a priority in terms of addressing, like we are saying. Matters will express our opinion. I know treasury, they've got their way to check whether they have spent their money properly, accountability part of it, and then they look at that issue. But also, us as a committee expressing their opinion, it assists us also to deliver, to assist the citizens and the department to deliver on some money. Because what could be critical to DOC when it goes to treasury, looking at their spending patterns, accountability patterns, it might be not critical. But that's the committee, which means in all these instances, like you've raised your issue, your equipment, your cars, which will also be a critical issue. But if they go there without the committee's approval, Treasury might look to say, but let's look at the annual report in terms of the way it all deserves it because you cannot account. Those are the two that
we You see, members, I do get your point, but you must help me because these are two strings. It's either we go that route of identifying to say if this is what you can support, or we don't talk about. You see, that's the issue. But I'm saying, I'll just give one example. You remember the last year budget, we included that we recommend for 15 million for SAPC, let's say. We had to be called to account as a committee. In fact, the Honorable Vat was not there. I was called by the Chief Whip to ask me that, in fact, we were instructed to convene a committee meeting to retract that additional funding of 15 million because it becomes an instruction to the other side. But the only thing was that everyone agreed that local government elections are coming. So there might be a way of doing that. So I'm just saying the seriousness that if we express an opinion as a committee on any of the additional funding, it means we must be able to understand and motivate it and stand for what we are trying to do. But I think if I'm reading correct, the committee mode is that probably we have just to remove the additional funding from the report altogether, that they don't appear. Because we have just posted it as we got it, but we didn't have enough time to interrogate it. In terms of priority and the other things and so on. So if we agreed with that, it means we have to remove the those things and so on. That's why you see that even on the MDBA and so on, we didn't express and manage that. We just say view that they review their funding or add their budget, but not to say the 17 something we don't say requested because we might have to account for that particular money. So if it's agreeable, members, we can just remove all the figures which they are requesting. Probably what you can put is just a footnote which cover everyone because that we have not expressed anything to additional funding because there was no clear presentation to the committee, presentation and motivation to the committee. So we're unable to express any view on additional funding. So that it covers everything. So, can I have the mover for the adoption of the DOC report. Honorable Killen, Cope and Prokhan.
Then what are we having to be on if we are going to take as the amount? I'm not now clear. If we're taking as the amount, then why are we having this whole process? I thought we are putting the amount in so that we're reviewing the amount. I'm a bit confused now.
You are right, honorable member, as one part. Must remember that we Parliament does not even have as yet the budgetary office, which is supposed to be actually interrogating the allocation and so on. So here we are caught on our own making of a legislation without the necessary capacity in place to implement that particular legislation through. But the second issue is that you will see that the reason why we are taking out is because we can't motivate for them, because it has not been motivated for to us why you need that and so on. So if we put it, it means we must account for it ourselves to the appropriation committee. Why are we putting those figures? But it will be difficult to do that because there was no motivation. The figures just came without any motivation. But indeed, the process we are engaging also is also looking into that in terms of how do we improve the budget and the movement of funds within the department and so on. So it's part of the process. But it's also the process of trying to realign strategic planning and what reports and the other things, whether they do talk to each other. What are we talking? Okay. Members, can I put the GIS report for adoption? Any hand by exhaustion and income? Members, it has been a long 2 weeks. I agree with the member who was talking about exhaustion. They were exhausted. But I think those who have got an opportunity to go somewhere where there is a big lake, they will be able to, during the evening to go to that lake and talk with the exhaustion which they were busy with now. And so on. But thanks very much, members. I understand it has been strenuous, but we have tried to do what we can so that we finish our work and have an opportunity to do other things. Thanks very much, members. We are done for today. Transport, it was supposed to be at 6. Where is transport? But it has been outside from our country.
Yeah, yes.
Thanks very much, members.